Okay, welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited for this episode. I know it's been a while, so welcome back, and I am excited for you to hear this episode. All right, let's get right into the episode. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am back. I have taken a very long break from recording. Oh my gracious, I am so sorry. But I am back because of my little cousin, Grace. I know she's listening to this right now. And so, Grace, thank you for inspiring me to start recording again. I love you, and I am so excited to be back. Okay. Today we are talking about back to school, the lovely topic of back to school. I know most of us are not ready to go back to school, me personally. I know this is going to be my hardest year as a high school student, and so I'm not ready for that. But what I am ready for is to have more connections. I'm ready to be connected with my friends, with my teachers, and with my classmates. I'm ready to be connected. And so I wanted to talk to you about, you guys, today about connections. It is very important to be connected to your friends, to your family, to whoever you want to be connected to. It's very important to be connected because connection is where you grow. It's where you are. It's where you grow, okay? So when you're connected, it's when you grow spiritually in Jesus, because when you're connected with like-minded people, you grow. And you learn from your friends. You learn from those you're connected with. And so that is why it's great to be connected for your faith, for your spirit, for your soul. Another reason it is good to be connected is for business. If you're listening to this for a business standpoint, it's good to be connected because you have connections everywhere. And you shop small. They're going to shop small right back with you. And if you give them a share, they're going to share your page, they're going to like your page, they're going to comment when you do the same for them. So that's good to be connected. Another thing to be good connected is with family, because you never know when it's going to be someone else's last breath on earth, the moment you say hello to them, the moment you give them a hug, you know. So it's good to be connected with your family, as a strong family that loves one another, that encourages one another, and so on and so on. You get the idea. Another thing I wanted to talk about is I want to encourage you, if you're going back to school, because like my little cousin, now she's going back into sixth grade. Oh my gosh, she's getting too big. I'm going to encourage you to make this the best year yet. I want you to make it the best year yet. Oh my goodness. What would that look like for you? I don't know. It might look like getting all A's on your report card. It might be studying harder. It might be making new friends that you've never talked to. It might be encouraging your teachers. I don't know what that looks like for you, but I encourage you to make this the best year yet. 2021 to 2022, I want you to make it the best year yet. And everything and anything you want it to be the best at. And that can be talking to your mom, praying to Jesus, whatever that may look like for you. I want you to make this the best year yet, because I know you can do it. And so I'm going to encourage you to do that. One last thing I wanted to say is, I know this has been a hard past 2 years, I guess, for this whole pandemic thing. And so I just wanted to say, you know, God's with you every step of the way, my friend, my sisters, my brothers in Christ. He's never left you. He's never abandoned you. He's just maybe waiting for you to see why you need him. Most people know that I lost my aunt in January, right before Christmas, and she was supposed to come and see us a couple weeks. Well, I lost her in December, sorry. Her birthday was in January. And she was supposed to come see us for Christmas in a couple weeks, and she suddenly passed. And so I know what it feels like to feel like you're alone, you're lost, you're wondering, why is God even there with me? But the answer is yes, he is. He just wants you to want him, want you to need him. And sometimes things happen that weren't according to your plan, but they are according to his purpose. For some reason, I still don't know why, but for some reasons that he wants to use you, and that's just why it happens. But God is always with you. His word is true. His word is right. His word is just. His word is powerful, and it is love. And so if you're feeling discouraged, if you're feeling like God's left you, I want you to know he's never left you. He never will. He never has. You may just not be obeying him, and so he may be far away and not having his ear near, but he has never left you. So I just wanted to give that little encouragement today, and so thank you to my special cousin Grace for inspiring me to record again. And so I'm so excited that I got to record again, and you know what? It feels good to do this again. So thank you, Grace. I love you, and I miss you so much. Oh my gosh. So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and comment in the comments what you think I should talk about next. That was really just like a go through. I mean, I didn't really plan any of that. The Lord just spoke to me and I spoke it. So that's what this podcast was about. And I hope you guys have a fabulous rest of your week before you go back to school. I don't know whenever everyone's going back to school, but I have a couple weeks. I'll be a junior this year, so I'm super excited, super nervous. But anyways, hope you guys have a great rest of your summer. And if you have any prayer requests, please don't hesitate to reach out. All right. And as always, stay humble, stay beautiful, and God loves you.